Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson with Popping Off, and It's All Love. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
That's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
We recently asked Bob and Tom Show listeners, do you want more Hello Dare? Or have you had enough? And the answer was a unanimous no, more.
Hello there. Hello there. Hello there.
What? Excuse me. What? I think you're reading that wrong. There's not a comma there. They said no more.
Shut up and mind your own business. Get out of here.
It's the best of Hello Dare, Volume 2, with even more rock from legends like Pink Floyd.
Hello Dare! Hello Dare!
You too.
Hello Dare!
We've even paired Marty Allen up with early rockers like Ricky Nelson.
Hello, Mary Lou.
Hello Dare!
The Big Bopper.
Hello, baby!
Hello Dare!
But the Hello Dare craze isn't limited to just one music genre.
Oh, no.
This Willie Nelson country classic just got a whole lot more classier.
Hello, all.
Hello, there. Hello, there.
And this catchy Broadway hit is even catchier with this catchy catchphrase.
Hello, darling.
Hello, there.
Wow. Now what would you pay? Well, it doesn't matter. It's not available in stores or anywhere else. But as an added bonus, we'll throw in this incredible duet with everyone's favorite amphibious crooner, Michigan J. Frog. Take it away, Michigan J. Frog.
Oh.
And go. You little It's the best of Hello Dare, Volume 2, only from Bob and Tom Records.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Hello there. Hello.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy brought in cake because it was Christy's boyfriend's birthday yesterday.
Yep.
And you got him a...
I got him a prop from an old
plane. That sounds so horrible.
I saw the picture.
It's a propeller.
Cool.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
Now, Christy, if you live together, would it still be there?
Yes. I told him. Because I would love to have it up.
That's the kind of thing I would see. A guy would have a cool propeller in his living room.
Did you tell him
that? And then as soon as the lady moves in, suddenly it's
elsewhere. Sure, but I kind of think it's cool, too.
Well, we can get a second opinion here now because I see him. I think it must be. I heard it was cold in Denver.
Are you familiar with the movie Radio, Al Jackson? With, I believe, is it Cuba Gooding?
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah,
It's football season, fellas.
That's right.
It sure is.
Now, Al Jackson, you are in Denver.
I am.
And it was almost 100 degrees on Sunday. A friend of mine sent me a photograph yesterday. They had 4 inches of snow in their backyard.
Yeah, it was. It went from feeling like 101 to feeling like 26 in 24 hours.
It's unbelievable. Wow. Does that happen often? Willie, you lived in Colorado for a long time.
Yeah, I said it the other day. When I left, it was like May. I think it was May 10th, and we bumped it back a day because it snowed in May.
Yikes.
It was insane. It snowed like half a foot or something.
Wow. Well, Al Jackson, it's good to see you.
You have to be a snow person to live here. I just don't leave my house a lot because I'm a comic, so it's fine.
Ah.
Now, you grew up in Beechwood, Ohio.
Shout out to Cleveland.
Greater Cleveland, so you're used to the lake effect snow. But then you lived in Miami for a long time. Which did you prefer?
Miami, I think I was drunk for 9.5 years straight. So that's how you have to do South Beach. But these are my Midwestern roots. So I'm used to just kind of hunkering down, making some breakfast sausages in the morning, which will be made as soon as I'm off the air. Just kind of old school oatmeal, coffee. Like I like to live like a live in a cabin.
And I just noticed Dean popped up the screen. Is that a Cleveland Browns helmet on? I think. Oh, certainly it is. I can see now. Absolutely, it's a Cleveland Browns cap.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's a weird football season. Everybody's wondering if we're gonna have a full season, but as a Browns fan, we already went 0-16, so the worst has happened. We've already not had a season, guys. So like, I don't care. But if we play one game and win it, we've already had the best season ever.
Well, the Browns on Sunday traveled to the old Browns. They take on the Ravens at 1:00 Eastern, and the Browns are getting 10 in that one.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. Yep. I'll tell you this though, there's like something with like the generation kind of one behind me where they just could hold a grudge and like literally not talk to somebody for 25 years. And that's how Browns fans feel about the Ravens. I'm sorry. I like Baltimore as a city, but just that those are our Browns. They won our Super Bowl. It's unforgivable. It's like they tried to pick up my wife at my wedding.
That's exactly right.
Now, who's the oldest famous Cleveland Brown you can name?
Jim Brown, probably still, because I know Otto Graham.
That's an old
away.
One. Otto Graham from the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
There are a lot of great. How about, do you know who the Toe was?
No, but it sounds like a hitman for the mafia.
There you go, Christy Lee, with Lou the Toe Groza.
I've learned something on this show, finally.
They're very good. That's a good name. A lot of great names. Dante Lavelli, a lot of classic
names.
Who's
that?
Dr.
He ran the Italian restaurant around the corner.
Vitelli's?
Dr. Frank Ryan.
Okay, really good cannoli over there.
Okay. Al, it's great to see you again. Al, of course, is one of the featured performers on The Daily Blast. Al also is the author of the book, which I have right here.
I'm an author. I did it.
Called Where is Baby Ford? And your son is named Ford. We should
yes,
point
definitely.
Out. And had it been a girl, it would have been Baby, I don't know, Chevrolet, Toyota.
I've always liked the name Henry for a girl. Henry with an I.
Really?
Huh.
I like that. I don't know why.
Would it be Henrietta? Would that be the full name, or would we just go Henry?
No, I think it would just be Henry.
Really?
Yeah, Henrietta.
Yeah, I knew a girl, and just her name was just Liz.
Liz?
No, not Elizabeth, just Liz. So I think it could just be Henry.
Doesn't Henrietta seem like it's, I don't know.
That's old school.
Kind of witchy.
Matronly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knitting.
Whereas Liz sounds like the hottest chick in accounts receivable.
Definitely.
Have you seen Liz yet? Well, go down and check her out.
Okay. Well. Now, Al, are you going to take advantage of the snow and have the ski resorts? Are they hinting at opening up soon?
If they are, I would know. But, you know, I think I'm going to go skiing at some point. Tom, I know you go out there every winter. Maybe this is the winter you get me out there. At least get me to the – I just need to be in the vicinity.
Have you skied before?
One time, and it was – uncomfortable, and I just didn't. I didn't realize how fast you go. You know, like I didn't. It's scary. It's not funny.
Oh,
it's,
sure.
It's like
sure.
This is not relaxing at all.
Yeah. There's no fun at all in skiing.
Yeah, the first few days, it's not. It's
you're trying not to die.
Really more scary.
And putting on the boots is miserable. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to take a while. Well,
it's like being on a motorcycle that has no handlebars. Just going.
That's a good analogy. Okay. Well, anyways, Henrietta, boy, that is a spinster name.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Do you hear the word spinster much anymore?
No. What does it even mean?
It's
an old woman that has a lot of money and nothing else?
I always assumed it had something to do with a spinning wheel, that she was old and would just work a spinning wheel.
That's what I call people that do soul cycle.
I thought it was that she never got married.
Right.
Like a woman, that, like an old spinster. She didn't get married.
Yeah, no,
but that doesn't, I don't know.
I don't know what the etymology is.
Bet Henrietta sits around and solves crimes. That's what
you think?
Very good. There's your elevator pitch for a TV show.
Yeah, there you go.
Everyone thinks she's just a spinster, but she carries a gun and solves
and
crimes.
Glass.
I see. Well, Al, it's time to hippen me up a little bit. Let me get a pencil and some paper.
Hippen.
All right. That's the first mistake. You don't grab a pencil and paper when you're being hip.
Very good point.
Let me get my mimeograph.
I got a pen and a card here. I'm ready to write stuff down. Go ahead. What do we got?
All right, Tom. Let's do this, bro. Tom, what does pop off mean? You can use it in two different ways. You can, if you said something's popping off, what do you mean
popping
by that?
Off.
Well, of course, if you were in a certain era at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the pop-off valve would be the during qualifying. No, that's not it.
No.
I assume it means getting angry. He popped off.
You could use it as that, but that's not really, in their two meanings, that's not how I would hear it used. Willie, when would you use it?
We're popping off. We're partying tonight. We're popping bottles. Yeah, popping off.
That's definitely the first. That's the word. That's the first working definition. The second one is, Tom, you could say, you know, we were at this party and you could just tell there were two different groups of guys in VIP that were glaring at each other. And we got out of there because it was about to pop off.
Oh,
and it can also mean like some gangsta
stuff's
about to go down.
Bad stuff happening.
Uh-huh. So it could be all good stuff or all bad stuff. So, Tom, use it in a sentence.
Well, we were on the fourth floor at the event, and it was clear that one of the fellows was not getting along with one of the other chaps, and so
embarrassing.
We knew that something was about to go down, and that was the elevator. So we got on it, and so we'd miss the pop off. So
he got the elevator joke in.
Something bad was about to go down. You see.
Well, don't say that because that's what you're going to use pop off for.
Oh, sorry,
Al. Can I give a shot? I'd like to use both versions in one.
Let's go for it.
Man, Willie and I went to this club and it was, we were ready to pop off.
That's
but
right.
We had to get out of there because there were these gentlemen next to us who were really eyeballing each other and they were about to pop off. So we had to go pop.
That's perfect.
That is really
I'm
confusing.
So proud. That was perfect.
Thank you.
Okay. There we go. I've got pop off down. What else?
Tom, can you give me an example of when you would use the phrase, it's all love?
You know what? I don't know what this means. I love this phrase already.
I do, too. It's all love.
I think it might be, I found out that Steve is dating Dave. But, hey, it's all love.
How progressive of you.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes. That was a very that was a very 2021 answer. I love it. You know, you could definitely use it like that. And I would say that phrase is usually used when there was or could have been a problem, but you're not going to let it be a problem. So you could say, chick took 4 days of the vacation that I usually take. So I'm just going to I'll just make that up in the summer. You know, I got no beef. You know, it's all love it's with all me and Chick. But, you know, it could have been a problem.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's okay. All love. It's I like love. It.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, it's cool, even though I want everybody to recognize that I could have not been cool about this.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see. So it's not Chick and I are dating.
No.
No. That was kind of the Lin-Manuel Miranda, love is love is love is love.
Well, what a horrible way to find out about this. You're dumping me?
I thought you'd doing something special going.
I thought it was all love. What happened to all love? It's Tom all will love. Do anything.
It's all love. Tom will do anything. It's all love. Sure, we gave Chick a couple days off because he had to have his heart opened up, but it's all love. I could have gone skiing.
You broke my heart. I'll tell you that. You broke my heart, Mr.
Al Jackson is our guest. Al is, once again, the author of the book. Baby Ford is your baby. And yes. This is a charity component to this thing. And
yes, it's a kid's book. I donate 10% of all proceeds to the Firefly Autism House here in Lakewood, Colorado. I've always wanted to write a kid's book, and so I wrote a book about my three kids, and it's sold amazingly well. I appreciate everybody. Lots of Bob and Tom love, as usual, per the norm. So shout out to you guys. I appreciate y'all, and this is just something I want to make just a quarterly charity donation.
Right, it's a lovely book.
Big deal to me.
And by the way, well, Chick, I know the word book often frightens you. It does have pictures.
Oh, there.
Oh, we've been broken up for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's treating me like this.
He's a better ex.
Oh, man.
I think Chick's about to pop off.
I am going to pop off. Uh-oh. Unless you need pop off.
But it's all love.
I'll help you pop off.
Uh-oh.
No, it's all love, baby. It doesn't mean...
Oh, you're going to help him pop off?
It's different than the word... Jack. I'm sorry, Al.
You know, I was eagerly awaiting. How's he going to clean this up? Yep. And you decided not to.
Yep, no.
I could have gone with.
Al, is there a phrase for masturbation in the hip-hop world? Or is it the same? Does that...
careful, Al.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
But you know what I mean?
I'm being very careful. A phrase...
Let me ask you this.
I'm going to give myself a Scroogey.
Do black guys admit to doing it as much as white guys do?
No.
Oh, okay. Really?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No. And it's the exact same rate. I guarantee you. The NIH has the numbers. We are all, every dude.
Yep. Right.
No matter.
But you just
no
won't
matter
joke about it.
Socioeconomic status is doing that as much as, it needs to be done.
But it's still kind of a quiet...
it's all love.
It's unspoken.
It's all love. Yeah.
How fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Well, can you do some research on that, Al?
I actually will, and I'll report back the next week.
Is there a quality source for hip-hop?
Yes, X-Videos.
Hip-hop.
There it is. Look at this guy.
Go to X-Videos and type in Cakey.
Oh, jeez. I don't know what that means, but
I'm
it sounds
lost.
Oh, yeah, you'd like Cakey.
Cakey.
What is Cakey?
K-A-K-E-Y. She is...
it's a girl?
Is this an actress in the world of pornography?
Well, she was. Yeah, now she's sort of a
consultant?
OnlyFanser. Yeah. But,
the one video, I haven't seen a lot of her work, but the one video I saw, the guy had her Cakey and ate her too.
goes against a lot of stereotypes.
There we go. Listen to you.
Okay. I'm trying to find it here. Yikes. I can't find it, Al.
What are you looking for?
The hip-hop term for self-pleasure.
Oh, okay.
Well, I thought it was something
The only one I found cannot be read on the radio.
Gotcha.
Yeah. There's you're going to run into that a lot. Tom, do you got time for one more?
I certainly do. Go ahead, please, Al.
Tom, when would you use, and you can use this a number of different ways, so it's really hard to get this wrong. Can you use the phrase sitting on and then insert any other word and like use it correctly? When would you use the phrase sitting on?
Well, I think it's obvious you'd have to be down by the bay.
By the dock of the bay?
Sitting on the dock of the bay was, of course, the song, which when I was a kid, I thought it was Hadakata Bay. I thought it was like some cool harbor in Hawaii, like Makaha skateboard.
He got into an Ivy League school, everybody.
Sitting on, we got an offer on the house, but we're sitting on it.
Yeah.
Yes, if you work for, you know, the realtor, yeah. You could also, there's like, you could be sitting on money. Like,
that's what I was thinking.
You know, we're sitting on seven digits over here, baby. Like, you got money, or you could be sitting on like any kind of rims that your car, so your car can be sitting on something as well, sitting on.
Gotcha. All right.
Sitting on fofos.
Sitting on 32s.
What are 32s?
32 inch rims.
Okay. What do I have in my car?
What do you have on your car? I don't know.
Measure
your rims.
So I'm supposed to go measure them now?
Well,
yes, Tom. There's work involved.
It's all up. So it's a car thing.
That's it. Could be car or a money thing.
Yeah, I've also heard it on like Al. I got a great stand up clip, but I'm sitting on it for a while because once it's relevant, it'll get a bunch of likes. Does that also fold in?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Well, cool. Just something you got in the little reserve tank.
Yeah.
You haven't let the public know yet.
I got some cool material about Watergate, but I'm sitting on it. I'm waiting for the 50th anniversary.
All right, Al, first of all, we'd like to apologize. And secondly, we'll talk to you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Small Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay.
What? Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.